Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock god Rick Maxa is in the Western Outdoor News Tournament. Speaking of Western Outdoor News, check it out this week. A lot of good stuff in there. In Western Outdoor News of talking about, and of course you'll hear about the San Diego Jackpot Tournament coming up real soon. But a lot of tuna talk and a lot of great stuff for the Yamaha San Diego Jackpot Tournament going on today, which is where Rock Cod Rick is today in Western Outdoor News. Wayne Cotto is here from CCA California. We're giving away a three-quarter day trip on the San Diego from C4 Sport Fishing. We have one line open. You want to get through, here's your chance. 858-457-1090 open right now. 877-792-1090. All those lines are full, but keep on trying. You'll be able to get through. And like I say, a three-quarter day trip on the San Diego from C4 Sport Fishing is up for grabs today. I want to mention our lobster guru, Jim Salazar, who, by the way, will be on the show on the 27th of September, which is what, about 2 weeks away, 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Right.
Unbelievable to think about that, right? We'll be here talking lobster season, which opens October 3rd. And Jim's on the board of directors for CCA. He's a great guy. He does so much for fishermen, not only on the lobster front, but everything else, right, Wayne?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Very avid fisherman, good supporter of ours.
Yeah, and a hard worker and a guy that we're so proud to have on the board of directors and for our future of our fishing. But he mentioned, he sent us, both Wayne and I, a text here that said that our gear is okay. The DFW has backed off on both the conical and the power pullers, and the middle fin cut or the hole punch is proposed, and so that's good. And that a lot of that is the efforts that Jim has put together too. So that's why we need a group like CCA is they understand that power pullers aren't hurting anything, conical nets aren't hurting anything. They're just giving recreational anglers opportunities to go fishing.
Opportunities, better catch rates. But that doesn't hurt the fishery. That doesn't hurt sustainability. It just makes it more efficient.
Yes. And I'm all for that middle fin and the hole punch so that the poachers don't compete with the commercial guys.
Absolutely.
And I think that's the biggest issue.
Keeps it fair.
Yep. Absolutely. No question about it. Hey, time for the catch report today. Catch report, the fishdope.com report, sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Summer fishing means it's time to call Fisherman's Processing. That's where the Dorado and tuna I caught yesterday are sitting right now getting ready to fillet. Whether you're on your private boat, you want to drop it off the dock, or make arrangements to drop your fish right there in their after-hours drop, check it out. Fisherman's Processing, there is nothing like it, and, you know, with all the new fillet regulations on tuna and such like that, don't mess with it. Take it to Fisherman's Processing, and you'll never go back because the product is so much better. Friend them on Facebook or check out for more details, fishermansprocessing.com. Let's start our fishdope.com report. Our private boater buddy, Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Wayne. Hey, you know, Pete, I had kind of a tough time this morning with this report, man. It's just hard to figure out where to start with all this good stuff going on.
It's so just spread out all over the place, isn't it?
Oh, my God. So, guys, we are going to start with something a little different, you know, that tends to come around at this time of year. Our fall season is getting rolling now, and we got this beautiful, flat, calm, balmy weather. So, guess what? The Outer Banks got a pretty good look here these past few days, and they're biting out there, guys. There's been some pretty good signal that showed up. The Cortez has got quite a bit of that nicer grade yellowfin tuna. And yellowtail on it, both at the main shallow where the buoy is there and up to the west on the 9 there. Both those areas were biting a little bit yesterday. And then the Tanner Bank also has got a mix of yellowfin, yellowtail, and bluefin on it. So, you know, at the first of the week, we fished those bluefin on the backside of the west end of Clemente. We ran out there and really good bluefin fishing and just a beautiful grade of fish, just fat, mid-40s were our best fish. And all of our fish were caught on live mackerel. The guys didn't have any sardines, the bait barge. We just caught tank of mackerel. They snapped them up just fine. But it had moved by Tuesday, and it looks like it headed right out there to the Tanner. That's where some of the guys found it yesterday. Good fishing. And by the way, that Tanner Basin buoy, which is 20 miles outside the bank, was 73-degree water temperature this morning. I've never seen it like that.
Whoa.
That's unbelievable.
Yesterday, we were metering 75 and a half.
Yeah, that's just... El Nino.
Yeah.
So up north of here, way up west there, good marlin fishing this past week. You know, it's kind of quiet there for a while. All the tournament guys are, you know, they're in the stealth mode because it was the Masters that was coming up. But had some reports midweek there. Very good fishing. The stuff pushed way up west. It's stacked up right against Anacap and Santa Cruz. Kind of same setup we've seen in every one of these big El Nino type events. And it's likely they're going to keep right on going. And 82-83, the main herd was outside San Miguel Island. So, it's just following that water temperature. But those guys did really well up there yesterday. Lots of fish were caught and released on the light line. Congratulations to all that did. And my friends on the Magellan got a satellite tag in their fish for the Great Marlin Race. So it's going to be really interesting to see where that fish swims off to. Some of the ones last year traveled many, many miles before those tags topped up. So that's going to be really interesting to see where he winds up going. So with this hot water, the exotics are also showing up with a lot more frequency. There's been several big blues hooked up this week, one below San Diego I know of, another one off Dana Point yesterday. And the most interesting one I thought was off Anacapa on this guy's 14-foot skiff. And if you guys want to see some really interesting video, go to Bloody Decks or BD Outdoors and look at the Inshore Island Report, not the offshore ones. It's the Inshore Island Report, and he's got a post up there called Marlin Monday Getaway Video. I don't think this young guy has any idea what he's got jumping around on the end of his line, but with the first jump and the first look at the tail on this fish, I'm thinking, whoa, that's a good one. To me, it looks like a 350, maybe 400-pound blue, and he's got great video of it, and with Anacapa Island in the background. I mean, that's El Nino at its finest, for sure. So,
anyway,
you might want to take a look at that. It's kind of fun. And then with all these blues in the hot water, guess what? These wahoos are just starting to charge into the area pretty good. Quite a bit more wahoo stories. They saw some from the plane. Guys are seeing some swimming around in kelps in different areas, and they're starting to bite quite a bit better. I think there's two more landed this week that I know of, including one right out here on the 150, guys fishing Yellowtail. So, man, it's, you know, this fall setup is just, I think it's probably better than last year in terms of exotics. I think it's going to be nothing short of fantastic. It's time to go fishing, guys.
Game on. And fishdope.com is your source to find out the latest and greatest. It's so spread out. There's so many places to go. You got to have a source like fishdope.com, water temperature charts, bite charts, all the spots, Latin lawns. Hook up now. Lowercase, no space, is your $20 code. $20 for a new membership. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase and no space. And how do we find you, Mark?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach, corner of Bolta Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station. Phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And Pete, 24 years, buddy. Congratulations.
Thanks, Mark. You've been a part of it for, like, all of it, right?
About 23 and three quarters.
Yeah, you go. Well, thanks, Mark, for everything. And certainly welcome your call tomorrow to be a part of the show with Marty. I know you spent a lot of time with Marty. And
what a great man.
And certainly welcome your input tomorrow, too, on Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks a lot for all the years.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Appreciate
that call. Let's go to C4 Sport Fishing Talk to Marcos. What's up, Marcos?
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Hey, we're doing great. How's the fishing?
That slowed down a little bit, but still some pretty good fishing to be had there. The half day, still scratching away at those yellowtail, bonita, barracuda, calico bass, and sand bass. You know, typical summer fish, you'd see there a little bit of everything mixed in there. Three-quarter day trip, still catching yellowfin and skipjack. Some very good fishing in there. A little slower day yesterday, but they're still seeing some great fishing. And again, this is the three-quarter day catching yellowfin we're talking about here. We kind of said something that we were a little bit spoiled there when we're complaining about three-quarter day not catching enough yellowfin. Those offshore trips, still catching fish, yellowfin, dorado, skipjack, yellowtail, very good fishing there. And like we talk about every year, September, October usually brings some great fishing. So I'm pretty sure this is going to continue here. So definitely check the website there, seaforthlanding.com. have our full schedule up. We have our half days, three quarter days, those 1 days. Seeing a few of those longer end trips sneaking in there too, 2 and 3 day trips, and some of those boats have longer ones coming up here in October. So definitely check out the site there. You can make your reservations directly online. You can always call us at the office, 619-224-3383. Be more than happy to get you guys out there fishing. We're having some great weather, especially if you're living inland there. It's definitely worthwhile to come out and get out on the boat there and go do some half day fishing instead of, you know, sitting out there baking. So give us a call, 619-224-3383, and we'll get you guys out there fishing.
Sounds good, Marcos. Appreciate that very much, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right, thanks a lot. That is our catch report today, and looking forward to having you be a part of the show. All the lines are full, but just keep on trying. 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Wayne Cotto from CCA California is here, and we're going to jump back into the phones, and we're going to talk to Doug calling us from Montebello. Hi, Doug. Hi, Doug. Oh, Doug is talking to somebody else. Well, let's see what he's talking about. Shall we not understand what he's talking? What do you think he's talking about? Huh? Sorry, Doug, you're out. Jeffrey and Rosarito, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning. Hi, Jeffrey.
Hello there. This is Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Yeah, I'm a little slow answering. I have a bit of a complaint with California with their high licensing. It's extremely high, and our kids, when they get to go fishing, they cut it off at 15 years of age. They should raise it up to about 19, so maybe they could be tired when they get home and not try and steal from Scott Sherman his fishing gear or wear shut like they did the friends of Rollo.
Wow. I'm just cutting this off right now. This is just lunacy. Lunacy, Jeffrey, that you're talking about there. I mean, first of all, our licensing in California is very much in line with other states, right, Wayne?
Absolutely.
I mean, all you need to do is go to other states. What about Mexico? What about, you know, go up to Alaska? I was in Oregon a couple of weeks ago, and it was the same price.
Back east, same
thing. It was more expensive on a daily basis,
right,
in Oregon than it was to fish here in California.
I was hoping he was going to go to the 365 license because I'm a proponent of that.
Absolutely.
The Mexican license is the same thing, right? You buy it and it's 365 from that date.
But Jeffrey, to start throwing out the fact that if we, you know, I'm done with you. See ya. Sorry. Let's go ahead and jump back into the phone. Sylvia in Santa Barbara. Good morning. Hi, Sylvia.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
Great.
You know, I have a question for Wayne. What do you think about that whale that's been tangled up with all those nets, and then they put a buoy on top of it and made it even worse, and then it goes down south? What do we do about that?
Well, unfortunately, that had nothing to do with recreational fishing. I'm not happy with any report of a whale being caught up in any gear, obviously. Right now, it's with NOAA. They're tracking the whale right now, and they can somehow get a hold of it and work with the agencies. Unfortunately, it went south of the border. The last report, yeah, it went down to Coronado Islands. Pete and I were just talking about it, that we haven't seen a report now in 4 days.
No, we haven't.
It's been since Labor Day.
And Sylvia, you bring up a really good point, and this is why we need to support CCA California.
I support CCA.
Okay, you're a member?
Yes, I am.
Awesome, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Of course.
But here's my point. Is so many times the news media twists things. Imagine that, the news media twisting stuff up. That they blame recreational fishermen for commercial problems. And that's why we need a voice out there to make sure that people understand, including the news media, that recreational fishing, commercial fishing, and other types of things, that has nothing, a whale ensnarled in a commercial gear has nothing to do with recreational fishing, but yet they blame it on fishermen, right?
In general. Yeah. General, they just loop us all together.
Yes.
Which is why we kind of all need to be grouped together anyway to fight these issues.
Absolutely.
But yeah, unfortunately, it did get wrapped, and unfortunately, they're going to have to track it down and find a way to untangle it.
How do you do that?
With the swimming
world's largest creature?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a tough
one.
Who's
jumping on the back of it, you know?
Yeah, nice to hear from you, Sylvia. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. Hey, 858-457-1090 just opened up, or 877-792-1090. Mike and Rosemead, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Good morning. Channel 7 News up here in L.A. is just notorious for giving us a bad rap. they immediately broadcasted that it was caught in fishing line, mm-hmm. you know, so that's terrible. Hey, I want to thank Wayne. He was up here at our Turner's Rod and Reel Club meeting on Wednesday up here in San Gabriel area. And then from the previous caller, he was down in San Diego, so you're all over the place.
Man, you get around, Wayne.
Hey, got to do what I got to do, man. I'm all about the grassroots. I keep talking about it, but I'm really pounding the pavement right now because until we can get the word out, until we can get everybody on board, that's my mission. We have to get the grassroots part going, building the chapters, getting people involved, the diversity of each of the local boards. I'm going to every one of the fishing groups that'll let me in to come talk, and I want representation from every one of those groups on the board of directors at those local chapters because that's how we get the communication pipeline going up and downstream.
Exactly, exactly. Pete, I got a question for you.
Sure.
Hey, we all know how a good surface iron swims side to side on the retrieve. I mean, you can see it on the surface doing that, but on a deep, heavy iron, like a 7X or something, it's down 100 feet when you're yo-yoing it. Does it still have that kind of sweeping action? I mean, obviously you can't see it down 175 feet in the water. Do you think it does have that, or is it just basically a straight retrieve on those heavier irons?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lot of bites you get on that heavy iron are on the fall, right, Wayne?
They're on the fall because it's swimming on the way down, getting that action as it's dropping. But then it depends on how fast you're retrieving it.
Yes.
Because there's multiple techniques. One of the techniques is to burn it up, and then it's a reaction bite. And the second one is to bring it up a little bit slower so it can swim a little bit and get that side-to-side action on the way up. So it just really depends on the action and the speed of your retrieve.
And a lot of guys like to stop it. Burn it, stop it. You know,
make it look like a squid burning up and down.
Yeah.
So that there's you know you swim it like a butterfly jig methodology where you're burning it up and down in a pulse pattern to make it emulate and it's a reaction bite you're trying to get for.
Yeah. And that's a very good answer. But the difference between surface iron motion and the yo-yo it's not nearly as critical on the yo-yo as it would be on the surface iron. It's more of a reaction style and the swimming action of a good swimming
jig. And actually, you want to, on a yo-yo up and down, you actually want to change it up because if you didn't hit them on the one way, you might get them on the other way of retrieve. Yeah. Where on the surface iron, it's all about that kicking motion. You know, they can't help themselves. They see that thing flapping on the water.
And just like surface iron and yo-yo, every day is different. Some days they want it fast. Some days they want it slow. Some days they want it burned up and down, stopped. You know, sometimes they eat at a fall. Sometimes they eat, you know, it that's the beauty of it is it works, but you never know how it never works the same twice, right?
No.
Every day is different in the ocean.
That's the fun part.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Good question there. Appreciate that very much. And also appreciate you supporting groups like Turner's Rod and Gun Club out there. These small clubs are also a key part of CCA California, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There are so many good fishing clubs and organizations out there. We want representation from all the clubs because we want your insight, your voice, and, you know, your people to come in and be supported.
Yeah.
This whole grassroots thing, it really is so important to us. And like I said, if you have a group out there and you want to have me come out and speak, I'm more than available to come out.
Great.
And I'll burn the pavement and whatever I need to do to get out there.
How do we get a hold of you?
You can call me. My phone is 858-232-5721, or you can email me at wkotow@ccacalifornia.org.
Do that one more time, both numbers.
858-232-5721 or wkotow@ccacalifornia.org.
And, of course, you can always get all that information on our website, which is what?
Is ccacalifornia.org.
CCACalifornia.org. All right, all that information on how to contact you. Because it's pretty important now, if you want to be a part of a local chapter, you want to create a local chapter, you want to be on the board of directors, say, of the new L.A. chapter or the new San Diego chapter, we need good people. This is what makes that organization happen. And so you're looking for people that want to be involved.
And right now I'm still looking for the board of directors for Orange County. I want to get Southern California going as quickly as possible, and then we'll just keep working our way up the state.
So if you want to start a chapter up in Orange County, get in touch with Wayne and, you know, give back. That's the whole thing. That's why I'm on the board of directors for CCA California. That's why I'm on the board of directors for Friends of Rollo. I want to give back something. And if you're not giving back to your sport, to your recreation, you should be. So this is a good way to do that, is to start to give back, for sure.
Well, participate in the future of your sport.
No question about it. There's no question about that. Hills in Ventura, thanks for listening to Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Wayne and Pete. What I wanted to ask about is the delicate diplomacy, since fishing is the number one recreational activity in America, and members of all types of membership organizations all love fishing or have family members that do. And an example is, I was a member of Surf Rider Foundation for many years as a lifelong surfer. I thought it was really cool, and I had the stickers on my truck. And when I found out that they supported MLFPA closures, I was pretty freaked out, and I took all the stickers off.
Good
and,
for you, Gills. Yeah, that's the,
thank
they,
you.
They're, you know, that's the sad thing is sometimes these groups are just fronts for extreme environmental groups.
Yeah, but so can there be some, like I say, delicate diplomacy to get to the policymakers and to get them to realize that they have membership that are recreational fisher people that and want to take their kids fishing, and you know, there's people Sierra Club or they're fly fishermen, you know. It doesn't have to be anybody against anybody. We all love fishing.
Yes, that's true. So, is there a question there, Hills?
Well, I just wondered if Wayne was gonna. Well, I mean, it's up to him, but I mean, is he gonna reach out some of these groups like Surf Riders, get them to sort of make a policy statement or anything?
Good question.
Well, it's a little bit harder than that. Like, we have our goals and our mission statement. They have their own. So they're following their rules. In the places where we overlap, we can find some common good. But to get them to change their overall values is going to be tougher. Will I reach across the aisle and talk to them? Absolutely. I don't close the door on anybody. I keep talking about I want to open the doors between the fishermen and all the other groups. Unfortunately, we're going to at times have to disagree on certain things, and this is probably one of them. I believe in conservation. I believe in sustainability.
Y'all do.
I want to make sure that our fisheries are clean and open, which are common goals to all the other groups, but then they don't want us to use our boats and our lead and our fishing gear and our line, and that's where we're going to have to disagree because it's still our sport. And
but fishermen are responsible for so much good when it comes to conservation and preserving our resource. We're the eyes on the water.
Well, and if people don't realize it, but the fishing and the hunting groups started conservation way back.
Yes.
We understood that it's a scarce resource, and then if we don't do some conservation, that it won't be there in the future. And that's the whole premise behind the movement. You know, if you want to protect a species around the nation, you make it a game fish species, and then you can regulate it. That's how you protect it, because if you don't do that, then there's no regulation to protect it for the future.
Yeah.
So these are the types of positions that we have to take. I understand what you're asking. I don't know if it's as simple as a simple process to get through. We do want to get everybody on board with us, and we will try to find as much common ground as we can.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. And when we come back, more of your phone calls, more fishing right here. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Have you ever imagined casting a fly or a lure on one of the most beautiful and productive rivers in Alaska? At Katmai Lodge, you can catch up to all five species of Pacific salmon. The king, sockeye, chum, pink, and silver salmon, along with rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, Dolly Varden, and other native stream fish. When anglers dream of trophy salmon and trout, the Alagnak River is their destination, and Katmai Lodge is the premier base camp. Being the original river-based lodge on the Alagnak gives the facility a leg up on the competition. Both experienced and novice anglers have rated Katmai Lodge and its knowledgeable guides as the best of the best. Katmai Lodge is remote, yet offers all the amenities of a first-class lodge. During your Alaska visit, you'll see amazing wildlife, brown brown bears, caribou, eagles, moose, otters, and much more. Schedule a day trip on their private De Havilland Otter Float Plane and visit the world-famous Brooks Falls. Book online at katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326. That's katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326 for the fishing adventure of a lifetime.
The world's most amazing beauties are on their way, and touching is encouraged.
At the Lido Boat Show, September 17th through the 20th, with the finest collection of big boats on the West Coast for you to drool over.
Actually, please don't drool on me.
Free parking and shuttle service, low ticket prices, and if you find the boat of your dreams, finance there and bring her home.
I like decisiveness.
The Lido Boat Show, Lido Marina Village, Newport Beach, LidoBoatShow.com.
Mark your calendar for the big event. The Longfin in Orange is having their annual Customer Appreciation Day, Saturday, September 12th. It's their biggest sale ever, with over 20 manufacturer representatives setting up booths in the Longfin parking lot, all bringing unbelievable sale prices. Meet representatives from Shimano and Power Pro and take advantage of unheard savings on selected Shimano products, including Shimano rods and reels, G. Loomis rods, and Power Pro lines. See what's new from Shimano, like the Terramar rod series. Get tremendous savings on fresh and saltwater tackle from every manufacturer. Bring your reel and get it serviced for free with minimum purchase. Plus, you can win big in the raffle with hundreds of giveaways. Unbelievable prices for this one-day-only sale. Saturday, September 12th from 7 to 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at thelongfin.com. Discover the reliable Yamaha 4-stroke family. This versatile line of outboards is available in a range of horsepower with exciting new additions like the advanced technology next generation F-115 and F-200. Both the F-115 and the innovation award-winning Yamaha F-200 are the lightest double overhead cam 4-strokes in their classes. The original F-150 delivers legendary reliability, and the all-new F-175 creates a convenient new horsepower tier. Compact, lightweight Yamaha 4-strokes, perfect for repower and ready for anything. Find them today at your local Yamaha Marine dealer.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here along with Wayne Cotto from CCA talking fishing here. Let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phone lines and talk to Randy in Costa Mesa. Hi, Randy.
Hey, good morning, Pete and Wayne. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great.
Great show.
Thanks for joining us.
I'm a member of CCA, and I work in a place where everybody fishes, but I have a very difficult time convincing anybody to join anything, whether it was United Anglers, CCA. I'm wondering, I have two questions. I'm wondering, number one, how would you go about getting people involved? I mean, I try to get everybody involved. I have a tough time. And then my number two question is, how do we find out where Wayne's going to be speaking?
Boy, excellent. You know, that's, we need more guys like you, Randy, that really want to get involved.
Right. As far as how do you get people involved, it's really explaining why they need to be involved. I mean, this is why I'm going out and doing the radio shows and speaking at the clubs, and that if, as we get more people involved and we all start using the same message, that it'll eventually stick. Right now, people don't know who CCA is. It's brand new to California. If you go to Texas, everybody knows who CCA is because they've been around for so long, and everybody's a member of it. That's the part that it's going to take a while, but you got to start somewhere. Everybody needs to get involved. They need to talk about it. They have to understand why, and you need to convince your friends to join. And that's what we're working on. Me going to all the shows right now or doing the clubs, they're popping up, so I'm just covering them.
And your goal at these clubs is to get new membership?
it's to explain to their membership what we're doing to get buy-in from their membership to get somebody on our board,
yeah,
as well as to sign people up.
It's all
of those things combined.
Yeah.
And, you know, it doesn't get traction right away. Sometimes it takes multiple visits and multiple speakings to try to get people involved.
How much is it to join CCA?
The base membership is $30 annually.
All right.
$30, that $30 goes to National for the support of what we're doing. They manage our database. They manage all of the infrastructure. They have the federal lobbyists on board. And they, over the top of us, are helping us to manage our new state chapter. Anything over the $30, we have $50 and $100 annual memberships. We have lifetime memberships at $1,000, $5,000, and $10,000. And then we also offer that lifetime in quarterly payments of $250.
Yep.
So anything over that $30 stays with the state for the most part, and that's what we're really pushing because that's the funding that we need.
You need the money.
The second part of your question is, where am I speaking? Right now, I don't have a schedule published anywhere. My goal is to get that up on our website and to do it out in Facebook over time because that's our social media.
Okay, outlet. Facebook is, once again?
Coastal Conservation Association of California.
Okay, and then the website?
Is ccacalifornia.org.
All right, very good. And, Randy, thank you for participating, and thanks for helping spread the word, too.
Thanks, Pete.
That's an example of somebody giving back to their sport,
yeah,
for sure, which
excellent.
We need all anglers to start to think about.
Yeah,
that.
One of the things that we're working on is our whole media package, our whole how do we get out to the public. We're working on rack cards. We're working on the banners and the posters and all that. Our goal is eventually to get the rack cards out to all the landings, all the sport boats, all the tackle stores so that they're there. And then the tackle stores, like Randy, where he's working, can hand it to somebody and explain it to them. Put the sticker on your car, go up and sign up, you know, and then that word of mouth will get better. We're just starting all of that. We're putting all of that media together right now.
Can you join on the website?
You can join on the website.
Yeah.
So ccacalifornia.org.
Yeah.
Go outside and go out and sign up. And all the different packages are available on that.
Okay. Very good. All right. Let's jump back into those jam-packed phone lines. Talk to Chris in Fallbrook. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great.
Hey, I got a question. I just got a fishing kayak. I'm a fishing jet ski last week, and I have absolutely no idea who to approach, if there's any groups out there. I looked on the website, but it seems like there's nothing really, nobody really can contact.
You know, I don't know about a lot, but I would think that joining one of the local clubs would probably be good to connect yourself with some fishing knowledge there.
Well, you're in Fallbrook, so where do you want to go? Where do you head to when you launch your
ski? Well, it's like I said, it's a jet ski, so I can tow it anywhere, but I've been
inside San Diego.
Yeah, because there's different groups, different areas, but they're small.
Yeah.
The jet ski group is really a tight group.
Yes.
You know, the guys that outfit the skis, they can get ridiculous on what they can put on those things. I've seen guys that have the sleds behind them, the towers, the full electronics.
Pretty amazing.
It's amazing. The guys that put the bladders on them so they got the distance to go to the islands and stuff, you know. But there's different groups. Pretty much you're going to have to Google them because I don't know of any that are really published.
Specific for. But joining a local organization like the San Diego Anglers, San Diego Rod and Reel Club would be a start.
Yeah.
You'll meet fishermen and you'll be able to talk fishing with them. So that would be a good place to start is you can look them up on the web, sandiegoanglers.com. And then San Diego Rod and Reel Club, sandiegorodandreelclub.com. Good places to start there. And there's even you're in Fallbrook, there's a North County Saltwater Angler Club, too. So I believe it's North County Saltwater Anglers. If you're a senior, there's a Oceanside Senior Anglers Club, a great group of guys up there. So there's many, many clubs. If you just Google fishing clubs in your area and then start attending, I think that would be a good start for you. Good luck with that, Chris. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's talk to Harry calling us from La Jolla. Hi, Harry.
Hi there. Wayne, I want to thank you for showing up at San Diego Anglers a couple weeks ago. You were very informative, and we really enjoyed having you there. Pete, I know you're a member of San Diego Anglers. I'm looking forward to your coming to our meeting one of these days.
Sure.
But my question, I think, Wayne, you started to answer a few minutes ago. Is there any collateral material currently available, brochures or things that we can hand out to people while we're trying to explain to them what CCA is all about?
Yeah, we had the original material that we handed out at the Fred Hall shows in March, but we're redoing that to align to our three main goals and the consistency of message. So it's being redone right now. So give me like another month, and hopefully I'll have it all published out there, and then we'll be handing it out to everybody. Because as we go to all the groups, we're going to want you guys to be the voice going out to your membership and everybody you know. This is the whole grassroots thing back again.
Yeah.
Everybody knows somebody, and as everybody spreads the word, it'll grow, and hopefully we'll get the large membership we're looking for.
And that's good. What's great about this year's fishing season. It's been so good, and right. So many opportunities for new anglers. What a great opportunity to introduce your neighbor, your friend's kids to fishing this year. Once we get them hooked on fishing, then we need to say, hey, well, you need to help us preserve this recreational fishing.
Absolutely.
Pete, I went out on the San Diego Angler or the Let's Talk Hookup fishing trip yesterday. It was a little barren out there.
It was a tough day. Did you see me buzz the boat there? I drove by and waved at you.
Oh, I didn't see you. Anyway, the net effect is I'm going back out again tomorrow, and I won't be able to call you and congratulate you on your 24 years.
Well, thank you very much, Harry. Appreciate that very much. And, yeah, it was, you know, that was our Shimano Let's Talk Hookup on the Water seminar on the San Diego. I know Ryan was pulling his hair out. It was one of those days where it was biting full speed for the previous 3 days up in that area. And I went up into that, you know, it was a long run from Mission Bay. To go up to off Oceanside, off the domes there, but it just was a different ocean yesterday.
Booger, he tried. I mean, he worked his tail off, as did the rest of the crew. Everybody was trying. We ended up with some skipjack and a couple of yellowfin, but we had fun, and
yeah.
That was the key.
And what a beautiful day on the water. Man,
oh,
does
yeah.
It get any better than that? I don't think so. Hey,
no.
Harry, good luck tomorrow. Good for you for getting out there, and thanks for the congrats. I sure appreciate that very much. All right, let's go ahead and jump back into the phones. Talk to Tom in San Diego. Hi, Tom.
Good morning, Pete.
Good morning.
For people that don't know Wayne, put a face with a name. He's been the chairman of the Make-A-Wish for 2-3 years now, so... If you attended the Make-A-Wish and you were seeing the man on the stage talking, that's Wayne. He did a very good presentation at the club the other night.
Yeah, he's
well. Thank you. Appreciate
Wayne,
that.
We're so lucky to have Wayne running CCA California because he's already in just 2.5 months has already made amazing inroads. Imagine by Fred Hall time. What things are going to be done with CCA.
Oh, yes. And, you know, if you're involved with the Make-A-Wish, he's used to hard work.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen.
Stop.
That, again, you know what? I thank you for the praise. Make-A-Wish Tuna Challenge is not done by one person. It's done by a committee of very dedicated volunteers. And that
know,
is
I've
no
been,
different
been
than...
a year on the board.
Yeah, that's not going to be any different than what we're trying to do right here at every local chapter is build those boards and those committees to be that motivated to do that kind of fundraising, to get people motivated, to get the word out. It's the same principle that we're going to try to apply. So thank
That's
you.
It. And my other question, the sale they're having tomorrow morning at Fisherman's Landing, is that going to be a cash-only deal? Or
You'll have to call Doug on that, but I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I would think that if you call Fisherman's Landing and ask him about that, but I think it's just going to be a regular sale, and he's going to be doing things there. Maybe he'll take credit cards. I don't know the answer
to that.
All right,
I'll give him a call.
Yeah, and again, thanks for bringing that up again. Tomorrow at 8 a.m., it's a huge used tackle sale that Tom's going to be in line for, like a lot of people. Wayne, you're probably going to be down there too, right?
You're probably going to
I got
see
to
there.
Preview this stuff. I got to see it, and there – this is Ron Bowe, as we used to call him, Ron Dargo, who used to work at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Probably a lot of people know him. He had a lot of tackle. I mean, we're talking 60 rods and reels and good stuff, you know. Tiagras, Trinidads, Penn Internationals, Accurate, Newell's, Calcutta's, custom CalStar rods, custom Seeker rods, G. Loomis. He's got jigs and bombs and lead sinkers and tackle boxes. I talked about that SKB that is a $390 box that Doug's going to let go for $150.
You're gonna have to fight me for that box.
Yeah. That's one. It's got rocket launchers on it, right, and everything like that. So that's just an example. 30% to 80% off on this tackle. Starts at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, right there at Fisherman's Landing. And all the proceeds, 100% of the proceeds, go to Ron's family and to help support them. So
good for Doug.
Yeah. You know, hats off to Doug for, yeah, for doing. Basically, he's taken away from a busiest time of the year of his own tackle store to make that thing happen. So,
right.
Yeah, 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Check it out. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate the call this morning. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones and talk to Jerry in Buena Park. Hi, Jerry. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Pete and Wayne. First of all, I'd like to thank Wayne for his dedication to the organization.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I mean, we're doing it for you guys. It's right. All about the keeping our fisheries open for us fishermen.
For all of us.
Wayne, my question for you is, in Southern California, for as long as I've been buying fishing licenses, we have had to pay an extra fee for an ocean enhancement stamp, and that only involves people south of Point Conception. I'm wondering why that doesn't apply to all of the coast of California, because the whole ocean needs enhancement, and I feel like we're getting taken advantage of in the south end.
Well,
interesting question.
That's a very good question.
Yeah.
That's one of those political issues that it has to do with how they're dispersing the money, right?
Yeah.
So it was somebody doing putting a program together, I think. Well, I believe it's how they put the program together and how they're dispersing that money to that program.
Does the ocean enhancement stamp, does part of that go to the white sea bass program, perhaps?
I actually don't know the answer.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's a very good question,
it's
Jerry.
It's a very good question.
And I also wasn't aware that you don't need one north of Point Conception. That's interesting. And would agree with you. I'm like, wait a minute here.
Right.
You know, but maybe that money's or somebody that knows. We'll try and get an answer for you.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, we'll try and get an answer because that's a really good question. And what's funny is I took guys from Mammoth Lakes and Mammoth Mountain out yesterday, Jimmy and TJ, and they had to make sure that they had an ocean enhancement stamp on their license yesterday because, of course, they fishing in Mammoth Lakes. They go, yeah, I had to go get an ocean enhancement stamp there. But very good question, and we'll see if we can get an answer for you on that one. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's jump back on the phones and talk to Don calling us from Woodland Hills. Hi, Don.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for joining.
I had a pleasure of working several days at the Fred Hall Show. Met a lot of really great people at the CCA booth. My question for you is, what activities going on up in the Los Angeles area? I live in the San Fernando Valley and would like to get more involved in helping grow CCA up my way.
Right now, we got John Bellotti from the L.A. Rod and Reel Club. He's the president of the L.A. chapter, and he started his board of directors. He will always be looking for more help on the board. Right now, they're getting together to figure out when they're going to hold a membership meeting up in the L.A. area. It'll be sometime before the end of the year. And then after that, they're going to be working on their first fundraiser, which will be sometime in April or late May. And, you know, these are the things that we got to get going. It's about getting the membership involved, getting the fundraisers going, communication up and down so that everybody knows where we're going, how we're going, how we're going to get there. And that's what we're working on. So if you want to get involved on the board, I can absolutely put you in touch with John Bellotti. Or if you want to...
What's involved if somebody wants to be on the board of directors of a local chapter? How much time? What meetings, such like that?
Well, the setup of a chapter is no different than any other organization. You know, the president, vice president, treasurer, secretary based. But then it's the committees. Mm-hmm. And the committees are based on fundraising in one, so you have the facilities and the banquet chairs. You have the acquisition group that'll be looking to go out and get the prizes that you're going to use. You'll have other people that'll be working on kids' tournaments over time or other government relations issues. It depends on how big and diverse your board becomes,
mm-hmm.
But it'll mirror the state board. You look at the diversity of what I have up there. The state board and the local chapters kind of mirror each other.
Yeah.
But then,
and it's a situation where I'm a part of that board, and it's a situation where we have four meetings a year, and we have separate organizations and time things that we all kind of say, oh, I'll help do that. And you do what you can, right?
You
so your time can be as much as you want or as little as you want. But the most important thing is to be involved, to be on that board and help out.
The success is being involved. It's not going to do it by itself, and that's part of it.
There's no time constraints. You don't have to do this, and you don't have to do that. If you have more time, great. If you don't have a lot of time but you want to be involved, great.
Right. And, you know, what you do is you, instead of taking a key role position, you go on a committee. And the committee level will fluctuate depending on what's going on during the year. As you get closer to a fundraising event, if you're on a fundraising-type committee, a banquet committee or something,
right,
of course it's going to ramp up with your amount of time and effort. Sure. But if you're working at, the Fred Hall events,
right,
you're the L.A. chapter and you're going to go work the Fred Hall, okay, then that's the amount of time you put in.
But how fun is that? You get to work in the booth.
I mean, it was great working in the booth.
Yeah.
I mean, you get to rub elbows with some of the best people in the industry in that booth, you know?
Yeah.
And then on top of that, you get to work the Fred Hall show.
Yeah.
Isn't that fun? I love working the Fred Hall show.
Yeah, they're awesome.
I look forward to it every year.
Yeah, no kidding. So if Don wanted to be involved, would he call you first?
Contact me. I'll take all of the incoming calls.
Yeah.
You know.
And then filter it
out. And I'll filter it out to whoever is the right person.
Yeah. And that goes for somebody in Los Angeles, somebody in Orange County.
Anywhere in California.
Somebody in San Diego, Northern California.
Anywhere in California.
Whatever. Wayne is creating the organization here in California. He's done phenomenal here in the 2.5 months he's been director. And by next year, this organization is going to be great, and it's because of people like Don that say, how can I help? I want to be involved. Look at how many callers called in, said they want to get involved.
This is why we're doing what we're doing, because everybody understands the need.
Yes.
But they don't exactly know how to get it. We're performing that structure to how to help.
Yeah.
How to get this to be successful. But it's going to be them that have to help to get it there, right?
Yes. And the leadership from the national organization, I've met all these guys, they're amazing.
They have not walked away from us. They have helped us every step of the way.
And they're going to be there right there as we build this organization.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's the difference between United Anglers of Southern California and CCA California is this national organization is powerful. And it works. It's proven to work in other states, Texas, Louisiana, Florida, Oregon. What am I missing? I mean,
all the states.
All the
Louisiana,
states up and down.
Mississippi, yeah. Alabama, and all the way up the coast, all the way up to the New England area.
Yeah.
I mean, they're strong. The Carolinas.
Yep.
You know.
That's it. So thanks, Don, for being involved. Once again, if somebody wants to be involved, how do they get a hold of you, Wayne?
My phone is 858-232-5721. Or they can get a hold of me on email at wkotow@ccacalifornia.org.
All right. Thanks a lot. And when we come back, we're going to wrap things up, tell you about the big 24th anniversary show and tribute to Marty Milner tomorrow. Stay tuned. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
I got my life.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
My Angler H2O. I will scent my lure with pride and hope my boss doesn't notice the tan. I will outmaneuver drought-exposed sunken boats and outlast the hard-fighting largemouth bass. I will save water at home for better fishing out here and always, always wear my life jacket.
What's your H2O? Tell us at BoatCalifornia.com. The California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways reminds you to wear it, California.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. And we really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers. weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLandNero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Landero. We love families.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090. Congratulations, Jeff and Santine. We never got to his call, but he was left on hold. He won, and we always say, well, if you're still on hold, you're still eligible, even though we don't get time to get your call. Jeff and Santee won a three-quarter day trip on the San Diego from C4 Sport Fishing. Captain Ryan Boschen, who's been red hot this year. Little off day yesterday for him, but, you know, those days happen, right? It was just kind of one of those days. It was a late bite, as you heard earlier, but they're still out there. Plenty of fish to go out there. And Wayne, if somebody wants to be involved with CCA California, thanks, first of all, for being here. And thank you for your efforts for making fishing better here in all of California. We're
thanks
thrilled
to you.
Have you.
Thanks to you for being involved. Well, yeah. If anybody wants to get involved, please get a hold of me. CCACalifornia.org is our website. Like us on Facebook, Coastal Conservation Association of California. Get a hold of me on email, WKOTOW@CCACalifornia.org. Or call me, 858-232-5721. I'll try to answer the phone calls after I get off the radio.
After you got the radio, yeah, our phone's already blowing up, but that's
I'm
great.
Okay.
We're thrilled that you're out there and want to be involved, anglers, and please do get involved. This is the right organization, and this is going to do something for California anglers. And thanks for listening today. We'll be back tomorrow morning. It's our 24th anniversary on the air. Hard to believe. Must mean I'm getting old, right? And our tribute to our great friend Marty Milner. I'll be going to his service here this morning and report on that, and have a lot of people that will be at that service calling in tomorrow to talk about Marty and what a great life he had. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mighty 1090.